HarperCollins and Harper Audio present The Coming Kid Quixote, A True Story of Belonging in America by Sarah Siena and Stephen Half. Performed by Kyla Garcia. 1. About Me. Hi, I'm Sarah. I am 10 years old. And I live in Brooklyn, New York, with my parents, my brother, my three little sisters, and lots of cousins and aunts and uncles. Have you ever been to Brooklyn? It's a part of New York City. Everyone thinks that means it's full of skyscrapers, but where I live, it's more like a neighborhood. Most of the buildings only have a couple of apartments in them, not skyscrapers at all. But even though Brooklyn is not near Times Square or the Empire State Building, my part of New York City can still be pretty exciting. How many kids have performed at City Hall? That's right. Last year, my friends and I were in a show there. We've also done our show at a consulate, at colleges and universities, and at some big office buildings. So I have been up in a skyscraper. You might have guessed by now that I really like acting. A lot of people are surprised by that, because when I'm not performing, I can be pretty quiet. In school, I would rather do my work silently than talk all the time. Everyone thinks that actors have to be loud and dramatic, but some actors aren't that way in real life. Like me. There are a lot of differences between the character I play and the person I am. When I'm acting, I play Don Quixote, a man who imagines he is a heroic knight. Don Quixote is bold, adventurous, and hates dresses. That's who I am on stage. In real life, I am more thoughtful, and I like dresses okay, especially if they are turquoise. That's my favorite color. Our show is called The Traveling Serialized Adventures of Kid Quixote, because we travel to different places to perform. Serialized means that we perform one part of the story at a time, like an episode in a TV series. We practice in our neighborhood 3 days a week at a place called Still Waters in a Storm, unless we are traveling for a show. It's called Still Waters in a Storm because it's a place that is safe. If you were in a boat in a storm, you would look for still waters, for water that is calm and peaceful, so that your boat doesn't tip. That's why Stephen, our director, called this place Still Waters in a Storm, so that kids know that when they are there, they don't have to worry. At Still Waters in a Storm, we never let each other's boats sink. When we go out and perform, we call our acting group Still Waters, too. My apartment is just around the corner from Stillwaters, so my sister Cleo and I walk there together. My other two sisters are too little to come with us, and my older brother doesn't like performing as much as I do, so it's just Cleo and me. Stillwaters is on the first floor of a building with 5 floors. The whole place is one big room, with a couch, tables and chairs, and a lot of bookcases. I once heard Stephen say that there are thousands of books at Stillwaters. Adventure, fantasy, books about sisters, books about pirates and cathedrals, and lots of comics and graphic novels. There's a keyboard in the back and a big window in the front that we decorated with colored tissue paper. When the sun shines through the paper, the windows look like stained glass and cast rainbow patterns all over the room. When we get to Stillwaters, Cleo and I each play with our friends for a little while, until all the kids have arrived. Sometimes while she waits, Cleo reads Raina Telgemeier books, like Sisters or Smile. Those are her favorite books. I mostly play with my cousins Bernadette and Paolo and my friend Wendy. Sometimes we read Calvin and Hobbes comics together. Sometimes we draw. And a lot of times, we just talk. Usually, my friends Rex, Santiago, Joseph, and Percy are playing soccer. If it's nice out, they get to go to the sidewalk out front. But if...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?